Welcome to welcome again, I should say, to Dr. Fred Bell's Health, Science, and Energy Show. The big weekend, Labor Day. Although it's kind of weird being the 4th and 5th and 6th. Usually it's 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. Anyhow, we're going to continue on with this lovely little morsel that we had here earlier. See if that morsel's ready. Yeah, I'll rewind her back a little bit. So you'll hear a couple of phrases and then new stuff. Here we go.
And these little junctions have to speed up the electrical flow to send it on to get it through the resistance of the nerve itself to get to the next junction. So we formulate special nutrition, special formulas that have high levels of sodium, potassium, and phosphorus that are time-released synergistically into the body in such a way that this becomes synchronous to the body. When you put bad toxic foods in your body, for example, nitrates and phosphates and preservatives, these all jam up the central nervous frequency, deplete all of the B6 out of the body, and your body's on its way to things like Parkinson's disease and nervous disorders. Okay, so we put mass quantities. I take 2 grams of niacin religiously every day on top of my own formulation, just for the cleansing effect that B3 has, because B3 as an enzyme is one of the most important enzymes in the body to build a super hormone structure, which is necessary to go beyond the existence mode. The next frequency of minerals are the reflective minerals, which encompass chromium. And chromium is a reflector that allows the DNA to reverse spin on anything that you put in your body. When you put things in your body wants to see a right spin going in. That's why you see L-tryptophan, left spin rather, going in. But the body can't assimilate L-lysine, L-tryptophan. It has to put a mirror up in front of it, and then disassociate the image in the mirror with the item that's come in, and then reassociate them and actually reverses it. This is where the spiritual energies from the precursing planes reverse fields and pick up and intelligently pick up things on the biochemical. And this is where you begin to latch up your protein in the first place, which goes on to create the hormones in the body. Well, those are some of the basic stuff. I mean, we in our formula, if you go down there and look at our bottle, there's about 20 that we use. All different minerals, and they're all chelated, meaning that they're in a protein base so that they go into the body instantly. Putting the minerals in the body doesn't always mean they're going to get there. Yeah. Okay. So anyway, then we go into the high-frequency minerals. We get into the high-frequency minerals. These are the ones that are most important today and not available anywhere in food sources. They just aren't available. They were the first ones to be raked off the surface of the earth back in the days of the Kansas wind, back in the Dust Bowl days in the 20s and 30s. So trace minerals are very necessary to fire the parasympathetic nervous network, which, when it's operating continuously, causes the formation of super hormones in the body that bring you into the altered state. The nervous network that's necessary for their utilization, called the parasympathetic nervous network, starts with the round part of the ears and goes down into the top of the diaphragm and through the diaphragm and terminates at the bottom of the diaphragm where there's gray matter on it, just like there is in the brain. Most people in that nervous system, in most people, it's docile, it's not working. When you go into what's called the opening of the third eye, then the consciousness changes and your whole body starts to work on a different level and you start to utilize these things. For example, if you were to realize that the brain is generating all these electrical impulses as we're describing it now, and it's sending electricity down through the body, distributing it through the endocrine glands, which are causing chemical regeneration, which are then sending these hormones up to the brain, which then in turn turn this central nervous system onto a higher frequency. You begin to realize the feedback path that you have to work with. Once you start working with the feedback path, then what happens is the amount of pressure that is required to change, to get electricity to go through the body, begins to diminish greatly. For example, if I were speaking on this microphone and the lead wire going over to the amplifier were made out of lead, I'd have to shout into it to overcome the resistance so the amplifier could amplify it. If this wire were in this microphone were made out of pure gold, which is a superconductor, I'd have to hold the microphone about that far away to make it sound like it do here, because it's probably got copper wire in it now. So the same thing goes through with your body. As soon as you change the resistance of the electricity going through your body, then what happens is the body starts to automatically generate its own energy. You don't have to keep going around doing the things that you do in daily life. i.e. create energy for yourself, because that's not the way it's done. When the electrical body, when the electrical frequencies of the body change, then what happens is there is a mass hormone change, and the cerebral spinal fluid located at the base of the spine begins to redistribute itself all the way up to the base of the brain. And this has been demonstrated by yogis raising this in the kundalini position, kundalini form. When this happens, the spinal cord begins to act like a linear accelerator, and the endocrine glands become chakras, and they don't operate any longer by the basic stimuli that endocrine glands are stimulated by, but they start working as wave generators. And when they start working as wave generators, you begin, instead of sending electrical pulses up to the brain, you begin to send pure forms of radiation, because when you accelerate electrical impulses into the higher frequency, it becomes a pure form of radiation. Sai Baba would be one that would, example that would demonstrate that form. When you have pure forms of radiation going up and hitting the base of the brain no longer generates thoughts and weak electrical signals like the typical human aura does any longer, but it sends out huge waves of energy. And as it gets bigger and bigger, this wave energy can be so powerful that it can create and destroy worlds. And this is the difference between, this is how the ETs in our form, as we know it, have evolved. And this is where my training comes from. And what we do is teach you every step of the way, and you take you as far as you can possibly go. Any questions so far on what I'm talking about now? I basically showed you the transformation now. Yeah. Oxygen is nothing more than a transport to increase cell reproduction process with lesser amounts of energy expended. Today, for example, the air is 35% more carbon dioxide, so it's a lot heavier. Instead of being close to sea level now, we're approximately 1,500 feet, so you have less oxygen to your brain. Your brain, then, is putting out a weaker set of signals in the first place down in the central nervous system. So oxygen will help the biochemistry of the brain build up its electrical field to a higher potential. That's why that still it falls down in the level of biochemistry. No, I never worked with that. There's been different forms of oxygen that I've seen out there, but I've never seen anything that really did anything for me. I mean, it speeds up certain levels, increases energy potentials, but it's way too slow in the overall scheme of things to what we're trying to achieve in a short period of time. Any other questions? Okay, I'll go on now. Everybody kind of see what's happening here? Okay. About what? Manganese? Yeah, and magnesium? Yeah, they all form in the base, they're in the base mineral category. Manganese and magnesium both. Magnesium works with phosphorus to make phosphorus, just like selenium works with vitamin E to amplify its effect. In the case of phosphorus, it's producing electricity. It's also producing radiation. Phosphorus is a source of radiation. Well, there's a lot of things that cause kidney problems. Basically, that means that they're containing a lot of anger. Probably the fluid system is probably too low in the body, the circulation of fluids, fresh water, and things like that through the body. There's a million things that cause, you know, basic disease. The cancer cells are long gone to get to this stage. Any disease there is long gone when you get to this stage. Blows it right away, yeah. Well, that's a fine question. I'll show you. The aura field, first of all, you got to understand that we have seven levels of consciousness. Let me show you what those are. I might have went too far with these slides. No. About here. Another one. Okay, here's the seven levels of consciousness, okay? The physical plane, the astral plane, mental, buddhic, etmic, modanic, and logoic plane. Now, how many of you know how to connect those levels of consciousness to your daily life? Right. So what we have, what I could do real quick, now that we're right here, is just show you a real brief meditation that shows you how to connect yourself and the levels of consciousness in your body to what is going on in the universe. Okay? This is one of my favorite little meditations I like to do. It's real brief. Now, first of all, before we start it, you got to realize that when I continue that chain, I'm going to show you how you have minerals, and you have vitamins, and you have enzymes, protein, and finally hormones. The hormone is the first unit of biochemistry to possess consciousness. So what we're going to do now is we're going to go and look at the intelligence, you know, in the meditation. We're going to go and look at the intelligence of what is it, where is it, that tells our body to behave the way it does. Can you go ahead and turn the lights out now if you want? No, we're going to meditate now, so I want the lights off. I want it totally dark in here now at this point. Yeah. As dark as it gets anyway. Okay. Now, everybody ready? I'll take a deep breath. Relax. Close your eyes. Now, with your eyes closed, I want you to just imagine it's very black. And this blackness is called the involute. And the blackness is where we are before we have existence, not just before we were born, but where the universe was before it existed. And you got to realize that every second that we experience consciousness, there are millions of seconds of void or blackness in between. You're just not aware of it yet. When eventually you'll become aware of the void that exists in between this chain of events that we've linked together mentally under the name of fabric of time. So you can overcome time, but it takes a while to realize that this black void always exists, always will be, and always, it's not something that doesn't exist and suddenly the universe is created, but it exists all the time. The idea is to link up with this black void and realize the linkage into the conscious world, how the black void filters itself down into what we know as existence and time. When you get free of it, then you can break off. Instead of the whole thing at once, you can break off different divisions of it and go from dimension to dimension. And this is how the spacecraft, for example, fly intergalactically, by backing off the physical dimension, going into the astral one. So now in this black void, where nothing exists, suddenly there's a white light, and you just perceive a great white light in this black void. Now when you're in this white light is felt within your essence, and nothing exists beyond the white light. The white light is known as the Father energy. The Father energy, when it hits the human body and becomes aware of a human body, it's always coming from inside. It's not coming from the sun out here shining on us. It's coming from within. As a matter of fact, it's fueling the sun from within as it fuels us. And when this white light fuels us, it strikes our consciousness at the first point inside the brain in an area known as the pineal gland. When it puts pressure on the pineal gland, the color red begins to emanate, and serotonin is the hormone that it affects, firstly. When it affects this, it puts pressure on the brain, and it causes a psychological feeling to emanate from it, and that feeling is called desire. You want to do something. You want to not do something. You feel pressure. You feel motivation. That's called desire. And this is called the first ray aspect, and it's the Father energy, a white light. The next energy that we feel is the second primary energy that we work with, and it's called the energy of the sun, S-O-N, like the sun. And that energy is the energy of my voice right now, separativeness of your thought and my thought, the separativeness that we're all seeing the white light, but we're all individuals. And that energy is connected directly into the lower part of the body, into the heart chakra, or the heart, where the heart resides. And this gives the intelligence to the heart to keep beating and pushing blood through the body. And it also manifests as a color, blue. Psychologically, when this color manifests itself through the hormones coming from the heart, just as we felt pressure from the will, we now feel love from the sun. And the energy that comes out is that which you perceive to be a feeling when you feel some form of love. So now we have two energies flowing. The next energy that you feel is the combination of the white light and the love energy, the blue light, and that goes immediately into the thyroid gland. And this energy is called the Holy Ghost, and it's green in color. and it activates our body in the form of intellect. It gives you the ability to think, and thinking sometimes can be a problem or sometimes it's going to be pure. So these are the three primary energies that the body works with, and these are the source of the energies. The next energy is the color yellow, and yellow comes from the primary three and is located in the stomach, in the solar plexus area, liver, kidney, adrenals, all this area. This energy is harmony through conflict, and it manifests itself psychologically as a pressure to force yourself into some form of conflict to resolve the wisdom that would come from that exposition and to harmonize with that conflicting energy. If you short circuit any one of these energies, you'll have major problems in the body, as you can see. The fifth energy is orange, and it's called the ray of concrete science and knowledge. It's very Pleiadian, and it works through a number of centers in the body where intellect is transmuted into physical scientific reality through the aspect of love for a good or higher purpose. The sixth energy field is royal blue, and it's the ray and energy of devoting. It's an energy that psychologically manifests itself through the lower chakras of the body, giving you the respect and purpose of all the use of the higher energy field. And the seventh energy field in the body is at the base of the spine, where the cerebral spinal fluid is stored, and it's the ray of magic and order. And what it does is it allows everything through the entire body system, through the entire universe, to find a perfect order when the time is right. Okay, now you can kind of relax and take another breath and open your eyes up again. And you'll find that colors get brighter and sound gets better. And when you use this kind of meditation, now what happens is when you start talking about the things I'm talking about, you begin to relate to them on a little bit better level. They no longer feel, you notice the difference? Now they're not like a bookshelf with a bunch of words on it. And that's the other part about this kind of science. It's not from the intellect, it's from the inside. Because each one of these levels is the way you put it together yourself, and that is your existence. And this is the realm of that existence. Yeah.
The seventh one is magic and order. What color is that?
Violet. Ceremonial. There are masters that work on these during the time that we're in the 12th. If you look at this cycle around the Pleiades, there's 12,000 years of light and there's 12,000 years of darkness. During the time that we're in the dark cycle and consciousness is declining, there are different masters that come forth and keep the consciousness through different orders, secret orders, alive during the time. For example, the White Brotherhood. And they are linked with the extraterrestrials because that's their source of knowledge. And these brotherhoods on these planets like Earth, someone Sirius, have different lodges and they're all connected. And so they keep it alive during the slow times. Now, we're still getting into the Earth now, but you have a better understanding for it. And she was asking about what's happening in the ground. Well, very simple. If we have an aura frequency like I've described here, or we don't typically have the one described here. We typically have one like you find when you go outside the building here, or when you go down the street. You have an aura frequency determined by the frequency of mind, you know, the foods that they eat, the kinds of air that's being breathed, and all the stress and the sirens going by and all that. And the summation of that consciousness then ends up giving you the summation of a consciousness of what would be considered the Valley consciousness or Southern California or Los Angeles consciousness. If you were to take the environment of New York City and compare it to here, it's entirely different. The individual there is entirely different. And you could just about pick any city in the United States and you're going to find a difference, a major difference because of where it is. And you'll even see the difference in the way that the magnetic frequencies of the Earth feed into the brains, creating different kinds of accents, like I'm from down south, or I'm from out here, you know, where, depending on how you talk, or you can go to Europe and get even more differentiations of accents. So what you end up with is all of these cities in the United States having one summating aura with an archangel over that frequency, so you have the spirit of the U.S. or the spirit of the United States, and so we end up with a spiritual energy. If you take all of the cities in different areas and countries in Europe, you'll have the spirit of what's going on in Europe. And pretty soon you end up with the entire spirit of all of the cities, all of the nations, and you end up with the Earth's auric frequency, the Earth's aura field. The Earth's aura field is divided by certain land masses and certain water masses, in half exactly, and this takes place in Egypt along the Nile River. And it's real interesting, too, because the Nile River, being a female energy, runs backwards from what rivers normally do from the equator. Normally, a river would run, the North Hemisphere would run from the North Pole to the equator, but not the Nile River. It runs from the equator north. And, of course, located in the exact center of the Earth is the Great Pyramid, once again, that signifies the carbon atom in the body. And if you were to take all of the valleys and the Mariana Trenches and all of the mountains to the top of Mount Everest and average it out, you'd end up with a landmass of 455 feet above the Earth, the average, you know, above dirt, above below ground, at sea level. And the Great Pyramid is 454 and a half feet tall. If you were to take the perfect temperature for the human body on the outside, it's 68 degrees. 68 degrees is the exact temperature of the larger chamber, in the king's chamber in the pyramid. And you could go on all day quoting the pyramid and different changes. Unfortunately, however, the summation of all of these different aura fields is created an aura field that is tuned to what we call the growth-resistant generation, meaning the Earth is not New Age at all. The Earth is still hung up in orthodoxy, and it's polarized the wrong way. Because it's polarized the wrong way, what happens is when you look at the solar system as a greater entity, and the solar system as a greater logos, and the solar system as a greater aura field made up by different planets, you have a solar system with a sixth chakra, which is the Earth. So as a result of that, the other planets are fighting the Earth for electrical dominance in the overall scheme of the things in the solar system. This, of course, puts a tremendous pressure on the sun. And when you put a tremendous pressure on the sun like we do, which is our central, our closest star, the sun gets upset with this energy. And so there become certain times when the astrological conditions are just right and the climate of human thought is just wrong, that you get tremendous pressure down on the sun. The sun internally breaks down and throws up huge solar flares. When these solar flares are thrown up, that's when we go into the balancing on the Earth and upheaval and all the earthquakes. When man learns to control his emotions better and switches the polarity of the attitude of the Earth by humanity changing, then we'll no longer have earthquakes. But we haven't realized that yet here, how much control we really have of our environment. So as a result of that, things aren't working too good. Now, the next thing that you need to know is that when you have one person here, you have another person over here, each person has an aura field like this going around their body, as we've discussed how it's formated, even down to the simplicity of electricity moving through a wire creating a magnetic field. We also talked about the different planes. We said we have a physical plane, we have the astral plane, the mental plane. The astral plane is formed by the reaction between two personality systems or two aura fields. So the interaction between two beings creates the astral plane. So the astral plane is created from the action on the physical plane. And this, of course, was what the first thing that the believers knew when they first came here, because if they could control the astral plane and they could prove that control, they could call that religion, and through that religion, they could manipulate souls in and out of incarnation, and that's what the Catholics were great at, and it became one of the strong Renaissance churches, because they taught the science of astral control. And so, therefore, you could go up to a certain level of purgatory, and then you could go a little beyond that, and they could do a little praying, and back you'd come again. And when you switch over to the other side, you're having the experience of their archangels as they portrayed it, and you go through this whole experience over and over and over again. And as a result, you get stuck in here after a while, or frozen. And when this happens, then you can't get beyond what's called the ring past knot of the Earth, and you can no longer be space-born. So you're born over and over and over again. Now the Greys came in and entertained some of these higher orders of religion by saying that they would gladly allow us to slow our spiritual evolution down by destroying the Earth. And by destroying the Earth, that would mean that we would have to wait, these humans that were caught in this, which is most humans, they would have to stay there and be frozen in this mode until another Earth-type planet comes along into this area of the solar system where they're frozen. And I asked Samyasi about that one time, and she said if that had happened, what would happen is that we would probably live on Jupiter one day, as Jupiter several million years from now would solidify, and in its solidification be able to handle bulks of humanity. What was real interesting is that when I was talking to Bill Cooper a while back, who's written a lot of books on the secret government, he was telling me that one of the Galileo craft that's on its way to Jupiter right now, carrying a nuclear warhead, because we have a satellite on the way to Jupiter now. And what the plan was to either destroy Jupiter or to create a very bright nova explosion on the surface of it so that they could tell people that this was the second coming. If they destroyed Jupiter, then they would have trapped man on Earth, and they would really pay attention at the trilateral higher level of families that control this planet. They would really get a greater control on them because then they would realize they couldn't lose the Earth or they'd really have a real problem. And so as a result of that, some things are going on right now that most people aren't even aware of because we're sitting down here breathing the smog when you realize the cosmic scheme of things and the kind of games that are really being played. This whole staging of the way the grays are working with these secret governments is keyed up on working as closely to the book of Revelation as they can possibly get to make people think that, in fact, there is this great rapture happening under the guise of Revelation. So there's a whole game going on. It's really interesting. And that, of course, was predicted by the prophets that this would happen. But when you get down and realize how the mechanics of it is carefully being engineered and staged step by step by step. And that's the neat thing about the positive extraterrestrials, because they're educating us into the game to give us the freedom. Because God isn't going to send Jesus down here on a cloud and save the world, and a bunch of UFOs are going to come and suck people up, and away they go. It's not going to happen that way. We're going to change it down here. There's no place to go. This particular area happens to be the heart chakra of a greater being where we are on Earth. That's why all these ETs are here. If this Earth and this area of the solar system and the galaxy and the universe wasn't special, do you think we'd be visiting by over 1,000 races? No, we wouldn't. They wouldn't even give us the time of day. Because this is an area that has some very powerful inroads to the higher realms. And there are some very powerful guardians. And they will guard us, but not in a way of euphoria. They will stick your face in the fire and let it burn as long as it takes for the skin to slowly ebb itself away. And you begin to realize you're permanently going to lose your complexion until you finally wake up and do something. And when you finally make that realization, they'll come with you with the force beyond any biblical God that you might read about. And I believe in God and I believe in Christ, but I'm just saying that religion is really dogmatic now. It doesn't work. It only causes problems. So this is the kinds of things psychologically that become necessary to understand when you start dealing with the kinds of things that we deal with now. Because you're affected. The grays are from Zeta Reticuli. There's pictures of them all over this convention. They came here. The first noted case that we knew in our historical movement was the Barney Hill incident. Later, you know, when they abducted Barney and Betty Hill. Then later on, of course, they got Strieber. They implanted him. He became a pawn of their game. Interesting offer now. So anyway, now the body, being 5% mineral, we've talked about that a little bit. We have to have next enzymes. Enzymes are potential hydrogen. You know what I'm going to need is, when you guys can get it for me, is a glass of water pretty soon. I can't stand talking much longer. I'm not going to have a voice. When the enzyme with the pH factor bring the energy down through the hydrogen atom into the body, and in the morning when the sun is coming up, the energy coming from the astral plane and different planes is red coming onto the proton and violet coming onto the electron. And through the course of the day, the polarity of the hydrogen atom changes. And when the polarity of the hydrogen atom changes, what happens is your thoughts change. So your evening thoughts are a lot different than your... Great. Should I just drink out of this? Okay. So anyhow, during the course of the day, this changes. And when this changes, your thoughts change. So by the evening time comes, your thoughts are different. And then all through the night, when we work with these kinds of systems, we begin to change the frequency of the hydrogen atom and make it start to be affected from inside your body rather than the outside. As long as it's being affected from the outside, then you're going to be subject to jet lag when you move continental changes or any kind of else changes, which causes a lot of debilitating of the human senses. We come from the enzyme to the vitamins. And vitamins, we have special formulas that we've created that I brought, and you can read about them or get my tapes. I'm not going to get into them, but we use things like octocosinol, which we use 2.5 milligrams, which triggers primrose oil, which triggers selenium, which triggers vitamin E, so you get a supercharged oxygen experience in your body. We use the entire nitrosamine family. It's B12 through B17. B15 is normally not in the system, so as a result, you have heart attacks all over the place. Oh, great, I got a fresh one now. Give her this one back.
Well, that was a fun one. Anyway, we got more. We got another one coming right up. More. Here we go. Big Apple coming up. Yes, sir. Wow.
Yeah.
What? Oh, you got a wire. Oh, thank you. Hello, everybody. I'm glad to be 12 years since this has been.
Too long.
I've been hanging out, learning stuff. I had to do some work in the intelligence community. You know, once you've done that kind of work, you kind of sometimes they need real remote viewing. So I had to do a little Bin Laden chasing and a little Uday and Cusay chasing, and got the Uday and Cusay. The Bin Laden's a technical point because, you know, he's a friend of the Bush family, and we're sacrificing American lives over there so that we can load up the oil. You know, George Bush Sr. bought 64 big tankers, and they're hauling the oil back out of Iraq down into some holes, down in some dry holes down in Texas, and they haul about $750 million per ship, and I think they run about one a week. So our U.S. military is over there guarding the ships while they load them in the center of the Persian Gulf. That's what the Iraq War is all about, and I'm sure you're all familiar with that. So my name is Dr. Fred Bell. I'm part of the Paradigm Group, which is my company of 32 years. And we've been doing a lot of new stuff. And I decided, you know, after 12 dozen or so years, to come back out here and hang a little bit with you guys. You know, it's been a while, and I sort of miss it, you know. Thank you. And I don't know, it's like the old rock star, you know, they retire and then they come back. I'm the veteran cosmic rocker, you know. And I did. I actually came back in May, which is funny. The first time a public appearance in 12 years was in May in San Francisco, and I played a concert, in a sound healing concert conference. And there'll be another one. If you watch the website, I'm working with some amazing musicians, and we do have a lot of fun with sound healing. So anyway, what I'm going to talk about today is what we've been doing with our technologies. We've come an awful long way from where we were last time we were here. And I will demonstrate a few things. One of the big things that's come up with the, you know, I don't know how much you guys are on top of this, but you'll hear the term hologram. Do you hear that a lot more now? Yeah. And I don't know, some of you know me for a long time, as far as 9/11 and the terrorism and all the stuff that goes on there, you know, basically we're going into fascism. My radio shows in 1984, when I did a KFOX radio show, and I did another one up at Whale Radio up in Connecticut, I had predicted all of this was going to happen, and it's weird now being in the happening. And the interesting parallel, there's a book by Naomi Wolf you might want to get. It's called The End Days of America. The End of America. I'm going to have her on my show. I have these kind of people on my show a lot. She's brilliant. She ran Clinton's run for president. She's also a Rhodes Scholar, pretty brilliant woman. And she sums it up pretty well. You know, if you look back at how Mussolini set a pattern for Hitler, and if you look at how Hitler, you know, created his false flag operation on the Reichstag, and then he created another false flag operation to start the Second World War. And pretty soon when they did all this, they had the Department of Homeland Security, and they had the Fatherland. You know, all the terms that you see now were terms that are coined from other dictators in past times. The difference now, however,
And I worked with some of these big families. I've worked with them a bit here and there. What I have found is they are really brain dead at this point, extremely brain dead. And they think that the world is, you know, that we are in the fishbowl when they are blatantly in the fishbowl. And what has happened now is we have, as some of you remember, how many of you guys have seen me lecture 10 years ago or 12 years ago? Okay, quite a few. If you remember, we used to talk about the rotation of the planetary system around the Pleiades, the Earth. And the Earth rotates around the Pleiades every 26,827.5 years, which happens to be the same amount of inches around the Great Pyramid in Egypt. During that time, the vibratory level changes of the world. We're coming out of what's known as the last 2,250 years, an age called the Piscean Age. The Piscean Age was a time when holy wars were started at the very beginning. Governments were created to regulate the holy wars. And in the end, the governments, when the holy wars stopped, continued on. Now, obviously, in the Middle East, we still have holy wars because it's been the whole thing is being reinstituted. You know, once we had conquered Iraq the last time, if we'd have left it alone, it could have gone its own civil war and let us not get involved. But now, of course, we are involved. And now we're playing around with the Mitajan in Iran, which is not going to be very good because we've got China and Russia, and it's just a big game. And, of course, Bush has a funny mouth. He says funny things. He talks about World War III. He reads right out of his revelation because he's a born-again Baptist. You know, that's what these guys do, unfortunately. And that's why he has such a high approval rating at 23% today. So, and the nice thing that you notice is he's taking your gold, I mean your American currency, you know, and taking it away. I remember I bought some stuff about a year ago, and the euro was $1.20 to the dollar. Now it's about $1.40, the American dollar, to the euro. And so the only thing you can invest in is gold if you do that kind of stuff. But with gold, I think the price will drop. That's another game they play. It's all games, rising, falling prices of gold. Big game. Of course, it's kind of interesting in our nuclear receptors. Those of you that bought these solid gold pieces years ago, we can sell them. We can buy them from you, what you paid for them, and turn around and sell them for three times markup. So they are working in gold and platinum, as we've been doing, has made a big difference, you know, to the people out there. And this actually became a mark. Not only is it an energy piece, but it became a mark. Well, as we go around the Pleiades and we go into the higher vibratory Aquarian age, the vibratory rate starts to change. And when the vibratory rate starts to change, what else changes with it is consciousness. And people don't really know what consciousness is. Now, you guys have heard me speak about there's seven levels of consciousness, but it's not something in an Alice Bailey book or a Madame Blavatsky book. The levels of consciousness are what you feel, okay? Feeling, when you get up in the morning, you're coming off dream state, seventh place of consciousness, base of the spine, dreaming, astral world. When you wake up in the morning, what gets you out of bed? The will, the fire of the will. When a child comes to you or a loved one comes to you and you feel energy, attraction, that's love, another level of consciousness. You know, the thinking process between the feeling of the solar plexus, which is compassion, and the will in the brain, is the, we call it the emerald light or the it's the third ray or the intellect, and it's a female energy. So all of these energies have, you know, a shape, they have a color, they have a sound, they have a nutritional substance, because when we look at the body, we're looking at the body at biochemistry, we're looking at the body electrically, and we're looking at the body in an electrical precursing energy field, and we look at the body on an astral level. That's what we created at Paradigm over the last 32 years, devices that work on these levels. Why did we create this stuff? Because we knew a long time ago that the world would come to this point as it is now. And this time, there would be no fascism. There would be a mad attempt at it, but we will dissolve like sugar in hot water if you have the right mindset, the right energy set, and the right field set in your lives. And of course, right now, driving the dollar bill, playing with the economy, playing with your wallets, playing with your mortgages on your house, You know, the banks did this stuff back in 1903. They did it in 1929. They're trying it now. It's the same old game. And so you have to rise above it. You have to live within your means and keep your consciousness and your head cool, and everything is going to be just fine. Also, the UFO cover-up. It's been huge, you know. You know, France, Brazil releases their files out on the Internet, all the government files. That website lasted, a week before the NSA took it down. France put theirs up on their files. That lasted about 36 hours before the NSA took it down. So all the European countries are saying, and a lot of the foreign powers are saying, what is wrong with the United States? Release the information of the extraterrestrials to the public. Hello. Because we are, and they're trying to suppress it. Our American news network is a complete joke. It is a complete joke. You know, I have been told by the intelligence agencies directly, if you look at bbsradio.com, and you'll see at some point I had NSA tech up briefs, latest stuff that was real. And they used me as a channel to put some of this energy out, because there's some of those people in the government that would like to get the truth out there. They really would. Because remember, there are human beings running these intelligence communities, and they can see that blind faith of this. I remember when George Tenet he fell on his sword back for Bush a while back, half the people in the intelligence community that made a difference walked out and just quit. I mean, that's it. So it's breaking up in there too. It's not just out here. It's breaking up all over. It's an ice break. Now, what's breaking up? Well, we are consciousness. We are levels of consciousness. But we're also getting into a field effect now, okay? When we developed the nuclear receptor, was a device that you could handle the ELF, you could process the chemicals, you could take all the garbage, the psychic sewage, everything that came into your system, and it would be blowing out one level, one chakra, or one part of your body. And that was because your body, we looked at it on an atomic level, your body is oxygen, hydrogen, nitrogen, and carbon. Carbon is shape energy. When you look at shape energy and you apply the other three gases to it, it creates a solid, which we call a cell in the body, okay, or a molecule. Oxygen is the animating factor of the body. Nitrogen is the protein part of the body. Hydrogen is the consciousness. So now, as we rotate around the Pleiades, we begin to see and understand the hydrogen atom, because we are in a vibratory space and time. Some people like to call it illumination belt, the photon belt. There's a lot of terms for it. But basically, it's the time when the field effect of mass consciousness can unite, okay? The field effect. And if you remember Einstein's work, you know, when he did the theory of relativity, it was proven during an eclipse of the sun, when stars behind the sun that couldn't be seen suddenly appeared on the horizon because their image came up around the gravity of the sun, and relativity became important. The unified field theory never was finished, because in science and cosmology, we have the strong nuclear force, the weak nuclear force, the electromagnetic force, and gravity. And they couldn't make a connection. It just wouldn't work mathematically. It wouldn't work scientifically. How could you get gravity, which you don't measure, you know, to work with electromagnetism? Everybody tried to build anti-gravity things with electromagnetism, and nothing worked. It did not work. The common equation is the hologram. It's called the field, Maxwell's field. It's called quantum fields. Okay, quantum fields. Now, when you look at the hydrogen atom, what we have when you look at the hydrogen atom, you have a proton and an electron. Okay? Remember in school, they probably taught you that the electron goes around the proton. All right, the proton is 1,644 times heavier than the electron, but the electron is moving at a light speed, 186,273 miles per second. When you took an object that had the proton and the electron in it, and you accelerated it towards the speed of light, its mass got heavier and its physical size diminished to zero. So at the speed of light, it became infinite in mass and invisible to this world. If we took an astronaut and put him in a spaceship and flew him half the speed of light somewhere out into space and back, and that person was married, the spouse would have aged a whole lot and the astronaut would have aged a small amount because of relativity. Do you understand? Relativity. It's relative. It's very important to understand that when you start coming into the hologram. Okay, the hologram. And you're going to hear more and more and more about this now. And we'll demonstrate some of this to you today. It's pretty amazing because what you need to do is you need to resonate with the hologram. You don't want to take a toxic body. You don't want to take a bad attitude into the hologram. Because if you do, you will manifest exactly what you want instantaneously. And a lot of people are blindsided by this manifestation, so they go into denial. Well, the government knows this. So what did the government do for people to get them into denial? Very simple. We put lots of chemicals in the food. Then we create vaccines. And then we have depression. In depression, we start issuing, you know, SSRI, reuptake, and MOA inhibitors. Okay? We have drugs like Effexor, Xanax. Effexor has a side effect of homicidal ideation. Does anybody know what homicidal ideation is? How many does not know?
Ideas of murder.
Right. Ideas of murder, but kill yourself and somebody with you. Okay? Now, what I've done a huge amount of schoolyard shootings. Last year, I had Eric Taylor on twice. He was shot 12 times by Dylan Klebo at Columbine. What was Dylan Klebo and Eric Harris on? Effexor. All right? All right, I had a Dr. Ann Tracy on my show who testified before the FDA that this is a side effect, and that's what these kids were on, and that's why these kids are crazy. And they put it out in all the school systems. Years ago, I worked with the Wilton school system in Los Angeles. This is a long time ago now, when I first started my company, back in the 70s. We had kids on Ritalin. They were on Ritalin because they were eating huge amounts of sugar, tons and tons of sugar. You put tons and tons of sugar in it, you push tons and tons of adrenaline into their bloodstream, and these kids go psychotic. So what we did is we put these giant, big old shape, carbon atom shaped pyramids in the classroom, and with them in the classroom, we put the kids on Ritalin in the pyramids in the classroom, sanctified by the district chief of the Los Angeles Wilton school system, and the kids didn't have to take Ritalin. They didn't have to give any when they were in the pyramids. As soon as they got out of the pyramids and went home, then, of course, they're back on their sugar. I said to the teacher, the superintendent, I says, why don't we just talk to the people, the parents, and say, let's get these kids off sugar and let's fix them. You know what she said? Can't do it. Can't even suggest it. We'll be sued. Okay? Los Angeles school system. Okay? That's how it goes. Why would they be sued? There'd be pressure from the drug companies. Okay? Now, let's look at something else, all right? Something else. I'm just giving you some background of where I'm really coming from now. When I was 15 years old, I was indoctrinated into the military. I could not go wear a uniform. I became part of science, and I worked at the University of Michigan. On my 16th birthday, I was taken down to Arkansas, and I was billeted at a Little Rock, Arkansas Army base, right outside the base. And I was watched over by a bunch of scientists until I was 17, and they could ship me off down to Lackland and Keesler Air Force Base, where I started my original training. During that time, I was working, you know, I was around people, scientists, who were working in a biogenic biowarfare laboratory. They were working with a drug that had, it was a very interesting drug. They had gotten, it had been developed in Europe. Currently being made by a company called Searle. Oh, Don Runsfield, I guess you run that company, don't you? You were for a while. Oh, yeah, them. Before his time, but, I mean, it was Searle was there. And the stuff was called angel dust. Okay? And so what happened was, there was a high level of homosexuality, and I'm not pro or con on that. I live in Laguna Beach. All my neighbors are homosexual. We get along great. The bottom line was, They used it as a love drug. They had developed an immunity to it, and they used it as a love drug. And so it came off the base. Pretty soon it hit the streets. Pretty soon it became, because if you weren't conditioned for it, what it does, I don't know, here's a scenario. This is a very simple scenario. You know, you're not an alcoholic, but you go in a bar or a restaurant, and you have a glass of wine. You say, well, I'll have this glass of wine, and then I'll drive home. Well, you relax now, okay? So now what I'll do, okay, well, I'll have a second glass of wine, and now you're about a .04, and I wait an hour, you know, an hour goes by, I've eaten, I've had my second glass of wine, and now, oh man, I feel great, an hour's gone, I have my third one. So then you have your third one, and you get up and you leave, and you go out and you do something stupid because you can't handle it, and you get a DUI. You know, I don't know how DUIs in Newark are, but in Laguna Beach, you don't drink one glass of anything, go anywhere in California. We get cops to give awards now because of a federally sponsored program for DUIs. We got one cop last year, got 300 of them in our town, a town of 40,000, okay? 300 DUIs. Okay, now a little off balance, but you get the idea. What, you know, now you take a guy that's an alcoholic. Now there's some people, like this, let's say now we've had three glasses of wine, now we have a shot of tequila, a couple of those. Now we're lit up pretty good. Maybe we realize that we shouldn't be driving. Maybe we'll have a designated driver who'll take a cab home. But then there's this one guy that gets angry. He was really sweet until he had that first shot of tequila, and now Mr. Hyde comes out, or Dr. Jekyll's coming out now. How many of you have seen that scenario where somebody goes, boom, something snapped, okay? That's the way angel dust works, the same way phencyclidine, okay? You start putting it in the system, it kind of works like arsenic. If you're going to kill somebody in arsenic, it's a gradual process unless you OD them. So what happens is it works mechanically on the same process, the same points of the brain. And so as it gradually goes into the brain, it starts to put you to sleep and bring out that inner child, which could be a monster, okay? In some people, it's a monster. If you remember when people on angel dust had superhuman strength, okay? So what they decided to do was to bring this drug out to the American public after making everybody apprehensive. And so the IE, the chemicals, the codex out there to take away. You know, how many of you are familiar with codex? You know, that they're trying to take anything that makes a biological change in your body is going to be illegal. That means if you eat a green bean and it's fresh and it makes a change, that might not be legal anymore. That's how stupid that law is. And they're in 154 countries pushing it right now, just so you know. This is what I've been doing, getting up on this stuff. But anyway, so bottom line is they want to feed you unconsciously, okay? And then, so what happens next is that how are they going to feed everybody out here angel dust? How do you think they're going to do it? No, not water. No sound. No. Effexor. Okay. Or Tamiflu. Now, how do I know this? Go to BBS Radio, go to the back door of my, you know, my stuff in there. I got all the chemistry there for you. What's in Tamiflu, Effexor? All these drugs have one set of chemicals in them. All of them, it's the same. And if you think I'm wrong, you prove me wrong. There's not one of you in here even get close to getting me in the doorway with this one. Okay? What you're going to find in these drugs and the vaccines, you're going to find cyclohexene, cyclohexane, okay, and papiridine. And that's what's in these drugs. It's in every single one of them in different amounts, different balances. It's the active ingredients. That's the same thing as phencyclidine, angel dust. Papiridine, cyclohexane, cyclohexene. They're dusting everybody on this planet like magic fairy dust. Yeah. Yeah, NutraSeat Suite in NutraSeat you've got what's called a methanol radical, which is even worse. It freezes you on top of it. So that's only the first phase. Now, tonight, I have, you know, you won't hear me, because I'm BBS Radio, it's pre-recorded, okay? So when this is over with, if you happen to have a computer, I've got David Icke on my show. I recorded it last week. And he's going to talk about the reptilian energies, okay? Now, what happens is when you are, your aura is open to this stuff, right? And you're open to it. Now what happens is we got a thing called a Clementine satellite. And it has the reversed engineering off-world reptilian frequencies just ready to dump down on you when you're ready to make you go out and kill your friends at the school, kill your spouse, drown your children in a bathtub and call it something. That's what's going on. And you think I'm wrong? You just proved me wrong one word what I've said so far, because you won't do it. It's been tried, and it doesn't happen. This is where we are, and this is where we were going. I was stunned when I actually found out the full chemistry of Tamiflu and the full chemistry of Effexor and Xanax and all these other prescription drugs. That's the truth, okay? So that's why I'm back. I want you out there. I'm writing a new book called The Inside Track. And I guarantee you, when that book comes out, I'll be on the main. This is a mainstream book, not like my, you know, telephone books that I write on consciousness and things that are necessary for the background. This is a mainstream book. So, what we did is we realized this was coming. There's only one way to circumvent it: A, process it, you know, the chemicals, which was what the nuclear receptor was designed to do, and works. We've got lots of testimonials in this room that it works over many years. Secondly, we designed a second energy piece, which is sitting here and here. It took an infinitesimal huge amount of time to get the machine work done to even make this thing. It took about 20 years to produce the first one. We produced about 3 or 4 years ago. Now it's in the patent stage, and that's taking a while, but that's coming along. Because the only way that we can deal with this ridiculousness is to process it completely, all of it, all at once, and just make it go away. And stay off the drugs and the vaccines, by the way, because that's going to bring you down. Okay? Now, hologram. We're coming around the Pleiades now. We're coming into the Aquarian Age. And the vibratory frequency of the electron, it's not going around the proton like we thought it was or was taught. The electron stops. Okay, when it stops, it vibrates, it oscillates. In the Vedas, it's called the dance of Shiva, okay, and Shakti. It goes all the way back, what I'm talking about. It stops. When it stops, it starts to vibrate and start building up energy, because it can vibrate up now, because of where we are going around the Pleiades, it can now vibrate up to light speeds, okay? So the electron can stop and shake at an infinite amount of mass. Now, you know what happens when the infinite amount of mass, this electron is going around the proton and just stops and starts vibrating? You know what happens to it with an infinite amount of mass? First of all, it disappears, doesn't it? It's accelerating the speed of light by going nowhere. Then it releases a lesser particle, a different kind of particle. Okay? This lesser particle is known as a quark. Inside the quark, in the hydrogen atom, are six different smaller particles called hadrons. Inside them are leptons. Leptons, when they come up the little snake out of nowhere, out of another dimension, they give us gravity. Okay? So if depending on the frequency of a lepton in your body and how you process it through your will, it can make you lighter or it can make you heavier. Okay? Either way. If it's making you lighter, you're aspiring to do a higher purpose. My trip on this world today is just letting you know that I'm out here, this is what's going on, and let's make it a better world for the kids, all right? But you got to help yourselves too, because you're still responsible as adults. If you desire, with the lepton, it goes down in frequency, okay? It goes down, and it takes you down with it. And you go into the reptilian energies. So that is what is the desire, you know, of the reptiling frequencies. You know, I always like look at Cheney. You know, he's my idea of him is a reptile. You know, he's a heartless man, right? You ever seen him say one warm thing? You know, you squirt him with a squirt gun with water and it freezes. It turns into ice. You know, it's the way. It's amazing how our government works. I have never seen so much damage done in one presidency as I have in the last 7 years. I mean, it's quantum, okay? It's quantum. But it's okay, because they have to, those energies have to become self-realized and enlightened in the darkness, okay? We don't have to go through their enlightening process. We can go into the hologram. Now, next funny thing about quantum mechanics and about the hologram, okay? If I'm walking across this room like this, just taking a walk across the room, I have all these electrons running in my body, okay, in all different directions. Quantum mechanics says that I'm moving across here in space and time, but in order to get from here to here, I have to take every possible journey. I have to go to every planet. I have to go to every universe. I have to go to every, the farthest, most expanding part of the cosmos simultaneously to get across the room. I have to be dead. I have to be alive. I have to live all my lives and live none of my lives simultaneously. Quantum mechanics, quantum field. This is the stuff, all right? When I wrote my book in 1999, Rays of Truth, Crystals of Light, I laid out quantum mechanics, just like it's being discovered today. What is it? This is 2007. 8 years ago I wrote about it, and now guess what? They're figuring out what I wrote was exactly the way it is, and I'm not honking my horn. I saw this a long time ago. It's in there word for word. If you read it in mathematics, the MN minus fields, the harmonics of one electron shell around another. Remember, there's more than one electron in an atom. The hydrogen atom has one, but you get into oxygen, you got eight. Two in the first level, six in the next level. And there's little resonant ridges. You know, sound travels across them.
We're going to have to stop. We actually went over a little bit there. So continue this next week.